I am Caitlin Miller. I am a member of the Troy Prep Media Club. And today we are speaking with Daryl Camp. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Daryl Camp. I'm a reporter for WMHT, mostly for New York Now. And I have been a reporter for about 8 years.
I am Kaylee, and I'm a member from Troy Prep Media Club. And how did you get started in journalism? Who encouraged you at the start of journalism?
I didn't actually get encouragement to go into journalism. My encouragement from the time I was a kid was to go into radio, because the way I sound right now is how I've sounded since I was about 13 years old. So people always said, hey, you have a great radio voice. So I ended up going to radio school and preferring the talk side of radio, and talk radio is news driven, and that led to me becoming a reporter.
Were you shy when you first started journalism, or when you first started talking on the radio?
I wouldn't say I was shy exactly. I was often nervous. I've never really been particularly shy. I have no shame, and I have a general disregard for the way I appear. So I wouldn't say I was shy, but it was something I was really nervous about, because when you're talking about news, you're talking about details and you don't want to get anything wrong. So I was really concerned and nervous about how good of a job I was doing. But that's something even outside of media that you'll find. If you care about what you're doing, sometimes you'll be nervous, and that's fine.
What was the most challenging thing about doing journalism?
The most challenging thing by far is scheduling, because often you will need to talk to people who don't want to talk to you, because there may be a story you're writing about them that they don't want out there for a number of reasons. And a lot of people, even when they do want to talk to you, they have really busy schedules. So they're like, hey, I'll get back to you about this. And when everybody you try to schedule an interview with says, hey, I'll get back to you, it's really hard to figure out your timing. But after a while, you figure out how to manage that and get into a rhythm. But scheduling, whether it be because people are uncooperative or because they're really busy, is probably the hardest thing.
Who is the most famous person you've interviewed?
I don't know exactly how to answer that question, because it depends on who you are. So when I was at my two jobs ago, actually, Jams 96.3, I got to interview a lot of comedians, Marlon Wayans. I don't know if you know who that is, of the famous Wayans family I interviewed. I have had back and forth exchanges with the governor, Governor Cuomo. That's pretty routine if you cover the Capitol. I interviewed Bruce, another comedian. There are a ton of people. Nick DiPaolo, that's another comedian. Who wasn't a comedian that I've interviewed? Maybe an artist. Ben Stiller is a guy that was at the Capitol last year. That was a good time talking to him. That's probably the most famous person, actually, is Ben Stiller, I would say.
What is your most favorite article or story that you've found?
Favorite article or story? I would say the most engaged I've ever been. I don't exactly have a favorite, but when I felt most fulfilled was covering the criminal justice reforms that went into effect early last year. So over the course of 2019, people were both for and against it, and it was probably the most thorough I've ever been as it relates to getting every side of a story. There aren't actually two sides of every story. There are more like five or six, because there are degrees of pro and con. So I'd say the most fulfilled I've ever felt was covering the state's criminal justice reforms.
What tips do you have for young journalists like ourselves?
A few things. First of all, always be as honest as possible and responsive to evidence. What you don't want to do is come to a story with a pre-existing narrative about the story, because that will show in your work. You want to always have an open mind about the thing that you're addressing, as if you know nothing about it. And maybe the results of your work will confirm what you thought, and sometimes it'll change your mind. It really depends. Outside of that, you're gonna need a strong work ethic. So a lot of the time things happen outside of the 9-to-5 average workday. And you need to be open to the idea of working weekends, working holidays sometimes, Working when everybody else is asleep is how you get ahead. This is actually no different than what you hear from athletes. Your LeBron Jameses of the world, your Kobe Bryants, rest in peace, will say things like, the progress is made when everyone else is taking a break. So it really is kind of generic, work hard all the time kind of advice, but it actually applies to anything you do, and that includes journalism. So I would say honesty, objectivity, and a work ethic are probably going to get you where you need to be.
Thank you for coming to speak with us today.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Me and Talisa have to go right now, so it was nice talking to you. And
yes, it was very nice.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you as well.
Of course. Bye.
Is anybody left? I see Treasure Irvin is left.
Treasure's been our most active member here. I think she really could become a journalist, don't you think?
Yeah, I think anybody can, honestly. Even people who may have shorter attention spans can. If there's sometimes a spark that lights, if something in the news happens that interests you. So the potential is strong.
I think it is too, because me, I'm that type of person. I'm not scared to speak my mind or anything, and I'm not shy. Like, I might be nervous, like, speaking in front of people. That's, like, sometimes I mess up and stuff. But I've never been a shy kid, or I always speak my mind. I tell people the truth, like, that's just me.
There are also variations, I should say, of what you can do in media, because my last job was covering things objectively. But there was also an afternoon show where I provided commentary on the news as well. And Dan actually does something similar. The person I work with now, he has a TV show where there's a reporter roundtable segment, and you basically speak your mind about what happened that week in state government. So it's not always good to be opinionated, particularly when you are writing a piece that's supposed to be unbiased. But there are also times when you should be opinionated based on the facts.
Oh, see, it's fun.
It's fun. It is. Oh, that's another thing. All media is more work than it looks like. Even when I was just doing radio, it's way more work than you think it is from behind the scenes.
I think I'm going to do media again next year. Because maybe like COVID would die down and, you know, we actually get to come into place and actually like go live and do it.
Daryl, just so Treasure knows, like, how long do you usually spend on editing your interviews?
I'm going to have two answers for this, because it depends on what type of media you're in. Once again, I'm a traditionally radio guy, so there are, for my videos, there would be 3 edits, and for the audio portion, there would be a number of cuts you would take. So during a press conference, let's say, that's what you're reporting on that day. What you air during your audio newscast is going to be 20 to 30 second clips in between your report. So you can say, Governor Andrew Cuomo said that on May 19th, capacity restrictions will be lifted for most businesses. Then you play something he said related to that and you follow that up. So the audio editing process is actually not that long. Audio editing, it can be 15 minutes if you timestamp it during the press conference. That's something critical, is to always be alert during a press conference, because if you don't, you're gonna be looking for that, and to edit a 10-minute interview into clips for the news can take 30 minutes or an hour if you don't know what you're looking for. So always be attentive. And for the video interviews I did in my past life, that's a different story. So everything I edited was for Facebook. I would post everything whole. Twitter, I would post it basically a highlight reel of the whole interview, and Instagram, even shorter version. So with a 10-minute video, for example, that could take up to an hour just to get those things ready. And that's not a polished product. So I can't really give you a time, but expect to, if you are producing a high quality product, spend a number of hours on it.
I don't say edit as y'all, but like I do edits, like people come to me so I can make videos of them. And like, I edit it, and like I do my own edits myself. So I don't know, maybe podcasting, journalist, and maybe it's for me. But at the same time, I want to be a lawyer, so I don't really know.
Some people kind of do both, actually, believe it or not. It's a lot of attorneys have a media presence of some kind because that's how they get work. It's kind of strange, but it's something they do. A lot of attorneys as well, like, for example, the Albany County DA's office, they have their own media wing, for lack of a better term, that puts out their press releases and they shoot videos and PSAs and that kind of thing. So it's not exactly journalism, but it's media related and journalists use their stuff.
Maybe I could do both. I mean, it would be a lot of work, but...
Everything is a lot of work if you're doing it correctly.
Yeah, so it's always good to be familiar with journalism and media because, like, you're probably going to run into it one way or another. Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you, guys. I hope you learned something today.
I did. Thank you.
No problem.
Awesome.